So there is a part of this story that can't be interpreted. Why does it told that way? So we can begin with the lady who dreamed persistently when she was younger, as if she has been revealed something that will happen in the future. Because it is said in our history, there were times when the human Wendigo will exist amongst the Umaskigo. The Wendigo being big, bigger than a man. And usually kill off the ordinary people. And sometimes it would take a drastic measure to try to get rid of such beast, whatever it is, wherever it comes from. So this was happening more way back in the past. Whatever costs, if it is actually happening, whatever costs to happen, the elders have interpreted. They said a long time ago, before the European ever came, long time, people didn't have no disease. There were not too many diseases that are contagious as it is when there is people living together. There can be isolated disease that can kill off the family, that the rest wouldn't get hurt. So because they are scattered all over the place, the Umaskigo territory, the people are not easily eliminated by a disease, even if it is contagious. But something somehow has to eliminate them. By nature of force, whatever force is behind, which controls the population of human, why does it control the population of human? Why does it happen in one particular place? So it seems, elders seem to understand that wherever there is a life that it exists in seasonal basis, wherever there is only the migration kind of beast existed, in that place it's not fit for stationary population, stationary home. It has to be adapted to the migration of the animals, birds and fish. So whenever the people are overpopulated, they eat off one certain species and endanger the life of these species to probably extinct forever. So instead of the human and the animal species or bird species, the human is depopulated by some force. So this is why sometimes the human itself, human form of beast, would emerge of the land to kill off, to trim the population in the land. So this is the interpretation of our elders. So they have accepted that as a fact. So they don't actually have to be terrified when they know there is a cannibal out there. No. They just say, well, I hope it's not us. Just like the same today. Now, that's one part of the explanation. Another thing that is come out very clear right here is that this thing, what they call shamanism, whether that is a holy thing or evil thing, people in the land requires it. They seem to have it for some reason, because it's a form of security system. It's a form of power that can be used to benefit mankind or to destroy mankind, whatever it is.